This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour.
Yes.
It's the DJV program. It's Tuesday, May the 24th. You can almost do May the 24th be with you.
I was just thinking of that. Yes, it works.
I know you are. Yes. There's Jay Kirshner's voice. She, along with Jennifer Horn, joining us this morning. I'm in Los Angeles. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Jay's in Los Angeles. We're all here. The band is all together so that the ladies can get the recognition that they deserve at the Gracies tonight. Beverly Wilshire Hotel on the red carpet at 4 o'clock. You can stream. It's streaming. What did you find out? It's on Facebook Live. Where else can people see this, Jay, if they want to follow?
Yeah, the Alliance for Women in Media will likely have it on all of their different platforms. And their handle is All Women in Media, A-L-L-W-O-M-E-N, Women in Media. And, of course, once that gets started, we'll also retweet and share and post the links on our socials, DJV Show, just so it's easier access for you as well.
Can they see it live while it's happening, or is it all going to have to be after the fact? After the actual event.
It should. I do believe they always stream it live, whether it's Facebook Live, Instagram Live, all of that. So, yeah, you should be able to watch it live. And, again, as soon as it does go up, we'll share all those links. So if you even just come to our page, DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you'll be able to find the information very easily.
Cool.
How about
congratulations
that?
To all the ladies, Jennifer, Jay, and Victoria. So Jennifer and Jay are here. Jennifer, I'd like you to give us an update on the Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas statewide primaries today.
I know. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Why is it?
I'll pass.
So yeah, it's Trump versus. I find most interesting Trump versus Pence in terms of who was supported. So where is this going?
Look, I'm just going to break the news to everybody. Pence is definitely going to come out on top in this one. I don't think that they're – I would be shocked if we sit here and we say that Senator Perdue beat Governor Kemp. So a couple of things going on in the state of Georgia, and this is by far the one that has the most interest of all the five states that are voting today. Herschel Walker, who is – pro and college athlete, is running for the Republican Senate spot. That has a lot of interest to see how well he'll do.
Oh, he can't do that. He's black. Black guys are not supposed to run for anything in the Republican
Party. Well, don't forget, right? I mean, just let me point this out for a second. Just, you know, have my moment of 2 cents here. If you remember, during the All-Star game last summer when Georgia passed new voting laws, you remember that? And everybody talked about how they were trying to suppress the vote and they didn't want black people to turn out. And it got so bad that they moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, which is a predominantly black city, which stripped away thousands, tens of thousands of jobs. And they moved it to Denver, which Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Georgia did, even after passing whatever law it was last time around. You had Coke pull out. You had, like, all these different things, like corporations go against Georgia for this change to tighten up their voter laws. Apparently, their voter turnout is up 200%. So if they're suppressing votes in Georgia, they're doing a really piss-poor job of it.
I've never really bought into that whole business.
You shouldn't have. Everybody was going nuts, clutching their pearls, and they moved to Colorado, which, again, has more restrictive laws than does Georgia. Anyway, so voter turnout is very high. Nonetheless, I think the Secretary of State, like I said it's up like 225% over the last election, and this is a midterm, so that's unusual. But a couple of things. So you watch in Herschel Walker, the governor's race is the big one. Governor Kemp has not had a lot of favor from former President Trump. In fact, Trump was like, you know, he should have done more in 2020. There was clear wrongdoing going on in the state, and Kemp should have been a stronger leader. And there are a lot of people in Georgia who still really love Trump, but they also know that Stacey Abrams would be very bad for Georgia, and Kemp has been victorious over Stacey Abrams in the past. And so everybody that I hear that has been talking about this said, we like Perdue, who is Trump's appointed candidate, but we think that Kemp has a better chance of beating Stacey Abrams in the general election in November. And he also had a lot of popularity during COVID. He didn't shut the state down. He let people stay at work. And so I don't think that Kemp has done enough wrong to lose his position and to have a real threat from David Perdue.
Well, let's put it the other way.
Senate.
Right. He's done more right than
wrong.
I don't mean right of center. He's done just more right.
And so
right
Pence,
thinking.
Because Kemp is the establishment candidate, Pence gave his endorsement to Kemp, and so did Mike Pompeo, I believe the former Secretary of State, who'd also like to run for president.
So is this
and
a slap
Trump's
against
been
the
all
Trump?
Trump's been on board to Perdue. Look, Trump's endorsement is still magic. I mean, I think he's only, as much as they like to tell you, it's not. I think he's like 90 and 5 or something like that. So his endorsed candidates do really well. In this case, however, when you, I think it was a misread by Trump. I think he let his personal feelings about Kemp get in the way of what the people of Georgia really want.
Right.
So I think he's going to get a loss. And the media will spin this like Trump's endorsement doesn't have power anymore.
Yeah. All right. So where was he on Madison Cawthorn? Who's
Trump
one of
endorsed
most bizarre Mondo.
Yeah, Trump had endorsed Cawthorn, but I do believe that, like everybody else in the party, everybody started to back away slowly from Cawthorn over the last couple of months because he just went nuts with all of these accusations about drug-fueled orgies and all this stuff. So I don't know. I mean, Cawthorn seems to like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few others, and that seems to be about it right now.
Mm-hmm. What's that other guy's name? With the slicked black hair.
Matt Gaetz?
Where is he from Arizona? Gaetz, yeah. Where is he these days?
Florida.
He's from Florida, yeah. We don't know much about where he is. He's just
there. I haven't asked him. I'd assume he's either in Florida or California where his wife's family's from. But you mean, he's running for re-election, so, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is ahead of us. How are we spending this? Not too early. This is Tuesday. Not too early. We have a lot of people. This is the first weekend. It's really good weather. People are going to open up their beach homes. People are going to start cooking out. There are a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers get sold. A lot of grills. You go to the local hardware store, buy a grill from the local hardware guy instead of going to Home Depot. That would be my advice because I like to keep the local stores burning brightly. Where else do you get a grill besides at the hardware store? Are there other places or...
Walmart.
Target has them? Really?
Like grills? Lowe's, Home Depot.
Lowe's, yeah.
Go for a smoker. Grills are out. Go for the smoker.
That's
so
smokers
you have
are big.
One? Yeah? I just don't like the name smoker. It gives me a different feeling or a thought. But a lot of people like to smoke their meat. That sounds
funny. I smoke my meat.
Anyway, the message is to be careful. 37 million Americans will hit the road this weekend. There will be 9 million more people flying than usual. Thank heavens we're all going back tomorrow instead. Yeah, it is. And with the airline problems that they're having, there isn't one airline that I know of, even the good ones, that haven't had delays, had problems, things don't work, everything's, whether it's the weather or they can't get staffing, or whatever it is, but flying is right now one of the biggest pains in the you-know-what. So whatever you're going to do, hopefully you've planned it ahead and you're going to be A-okay. There's a new airplane being built around this business. There are two things going on right now that need support. Some people say they need support from the sea. Some people say that they need to have the support from the air. So the American military is in the middle of designing a new, I don't know if you'd call this a weapon, but they're putting two things together. They're creating a sea boat, a sea plane that will carry huge amounts. You know, they have these big C-137s or whatever they are, that if you have been watching the business about all of the baby formula being shipped from Europe. Basically, they're putting it on planes at Rhein-Main in Germany, and they're flying it over to Indiana, wherever. I don't know why are they going to Indiana? Why don't they just go to... What's the magic about bringing the baby formula?
I don't know why
Indiana.
They chose that. Maybe it's right smack in the middle. I know there's a big need in the middle of the country. I don't know why they chose that, though.
So anyway, this is called the Defense Advanced Research Project. They want to combine a sea lift and an air lift with what they call a Liberty Lifter program, which is designing and building and testing at the moment a, what they call, and this is, I get a laugh out of this, an affordable, innovative, and disruptive seaplane that will enable efficient theater range transport of large payloads for speeds far exceeding existing sea lift platforms. In other words, they're going to build a seaplane. Remember seeing The Expendables? This is probably a horrible reference, but I'm going to make it anyway. Do you know the movie The Expendables?
Yeah, I think I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good actioner.
I don't remember what happened. So you're so good at remembering exactly. Like,
yeah,
every movie
the
is like the
Stallone one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sylvester
Helen
Stallone.
Helen Mirren, too, right?
And yeah, all of the usual suspects when it comes to action flicks were all in this together. Arnold was in it. Jason Statham was in it. You name the action star.
And Jason Statham, too, I think, right?
Him, too, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks, Harrison Ford, Bruce Willis, anybody that was there. But the plane that they flew was one of those planes. It was a seaplane, but it had lots of cargo. And it was actually, I don't know, I mean, it looked like an older military plane, but that's what they're trying to design, only with the powerful jet engines, the ability to land anywhere. It lands on the sea or the land. It's really quite interesting. But you know how much they won't tell you how much it'll cost. I think Boeing has given them a price tag of, you know, how many billion dollars. But, and they've been trying to do this since in the 1980s, the Soviets. You saw that big plane that was a Soviet plane. It was actually a Ukrainian plane. They got blown up in the first days of the war. It was the largest plane ever built, or not ever built, because that was the Spruce Goose, but the largest plane that was in existence, a freighter, that was on the tarmac at the airport in Ukraine, and it got blown up by Russian missiles. I think the first or second day of the war. And that they're trying to come up with something like that that will both land in the water and will land, you know, on a runway. It's just amazing. But how much money do we spend? That's the thing. You know, think about that. How much money do we spend? We spend $700 billion a year on the military. And how much of that money goes to trying to figure out how to beat the other guy? I guess that's what you have to do, but that's what this plane is all about. You know, we're going to have something bigger and faster and more utilitarian than the next guy. Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
Isn't there a saying that war is the most lucrative business there is?
Sure is. It's the military-industrial complex. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bob Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Ability may vary.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's time for trending. Well, this is social media trending. Everything, as I say, we're all into the trending things, talking about what's in the news today and why we talk about it, what it matters. You know, what's the story? What's the significance to you? I don't know why I find this is there's a crush people have on silliness. I think, Jay, that would be the way I'd explain it. The silly things that Amber Heard said to Johnny Depp. But why does that? Why is that a life changer for for anybody?
Or, I think it's a break. It's a break from all the other stuff that's going on. Or it also reminds people that hey, maybe my life isn't that bad. Maybe my relationship isn't that toxic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That makes some sense. There's a story about Steve Harvey and his buying a Georgia cattle ranch that I want to explore with you, among other things, as we continue in a matter of moments here on the DJV Show.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com. I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Okay, so the Steve Harvey thing, buying a ranch, 1,500-acre ranch, he wants to be a mentor for youngsters. I suppose that's a good way to do it. He lives in Georgia. He's got a huge house in suburban Atlanta. Have you seen pictures of his house? Huge.
I have. It is astounding.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this is, the only reason I bring it up is because it's kind of a cool story. Have you followed it at all? I think giving back is, he kind of likes to do that, it would seem. And he's certainly made plenty of money when he was hosting stuff.
Yeah, and he already had the mentoring program, and then after just really loving it, he was like, no, I need to full on buy this ranch.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Black Panther 2. What's the gossip? We're certainly going to have Chadwick Boseman, so who's going to be in it?
Yeah, who was King T'Challa and the Black Panther, and there's been a lot of uncertainty up in the air, I guess you would say, because you just didn't know what they were going to do. MCU was saying we're not going to recast him, but the woman who plays his sister in the film, the star Letitia Wright, she really kind of got upped with this film because she's taking over a lot. But she said that they're going to continue the story that Chadwick Boseman started with this whole thing. They are going to focus on making him proud. And the thing is, this film had a lot of kind of hurdles. Not only did you have his significant death, but she got injured during filming and had to be in the hospital for a little bit, so it was kind of put on hold. And then there was the whole she wasn't getting vaccinated situation, and no idea where that kind of stood now, but they got back to it. So now instead of July 8th hitting theaters, it's going to be November 11th, but they do say that the fans are going to be proud, and they feel confident that Chadwick would be as well.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. It's I thought the movie was well done, frankly, the first one. And he's quite a likable character in all the roles. I liked him best, though, when he played Jackie Robinson. That was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
That was great.
28 past the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
The new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Whether you're working from home, an office, or both, Staples has your tech.
A powerful PC that'll help me deliver the perfect presentation.
Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
A second monitor that'll make multitasking manageable?
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, save up to $260 on select PCs. The latest tech solutions are at Staples. The Working and Learning Store. Ends 5/28. In-store only. Limit 2 while supplies last.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The three Americans that died under mysterious circumstances at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on May 6 has been revealed. Carbon monoxide poisoning was determined to be the cause of death for three Americans found dead at the resorts in the Bahamas. Autopsy and toxicology reports have been completed following the deaths of a Tennessee couple and a Florida resident. Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Biden administration celebrated the arrival of baby formula Monday from overseas. Republican Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas on Newsmax says the baby formula shortage should never have happened, and bad leadership is why it happened.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the arsonist showing up to help put out the fire and then wanting a medal for it. You know, this is, again, what we see from the Biden administration is one crisis after another crisis after another crisis. And, you know, as we look to the next term and potentially the house whipping and the work we have to do in the oversight committee, yeah, we're reaching out to get information on this to see what communication there was between the FDA, HHS, and the White House. But, you know, when it comes to oversight of this government in general, it's just we go from border crisis to Ukraine to Afghanistan to energy crisis to inflation to crisis after crisis after crisis. And the folks at home are wondering, you know, this is not building back better at all. This is going from crisis to crisis to crisis, most of which could have been easily avoided with competent leadership.
A super tornado has touched down in North Texas and is crawling across the state as weather officials are urging residents to exercise caution by remaining in their homes and adhering to other tornado protocols. A gigantic tornado near Morton was described by storm chasers as a monster. The storm has wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Morton, Texas, is west of Lubbock near the New Mexico border. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner in Los Angeles for the annual gala for women in media. It's called the Gracies. And Jennifer and Jay and Victoria have won as co-hosts of network syndicated programming. So, hooray! Much anything else? I'm there just to cheer you on. And it'd be kind of a cool thing. We're going to stream it on our social media. It'll be on the All Women in Media Facebook pages and social media, but we're going to do it ourselves, too. Where would people go if they want to, and how soon will we be able to? This thing starts at 4 o'clock West Coast time this afternoon, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and there's a red carpet, and you'll see a lot of people and hear a lot of people and know a lot of people that are going. It's like the... It's the same as the Grammys or the Academy Awards, only this is for women who are in broadcast media, television and radio. So how do we assure, and what time, how does all this fit together, Jay? You're watching this more closely than am I. Well, maybe not. It appears that we have a plug that's loose. All right, let's move along. The situation with the Hubble telescope. Those of you who are like me that are fascinated with the things, there's a new Webb telescope that's gone up the last 2 or 3 months, getting amazing shots of things in the universe. But the Hubble continues to do its work. It's way out there. like billions and billions and billions, that sounds like Carl Sagan, billions of miles out into space. And they're, you know, people are biting their nails trying to look and figure what's the next thing that's going to come from the Hubble or the Webb. The Hubble yesterday identified an unusual wrinkle in the expansion rate of the universe. You know, one of the things that some people will tell you to scare the hell out of you is the universe is going to get sucked into a black hole and it'll be all gone. You know, give it another 140 billion years and there will be nothing. It'll be a vacuum. It'll be vapid. Nothing will exist. I think it's hard as a finite being. It's hard for me sometimes, and I'm fascinated by this stuff and intrigued, and I want to know more about the comings and goings, not only of our planet and our solar system and our galaxy, but the universe itself. And we kind of get a picture of this, even though you wonder how accurate it is, from Star Trek and Star Wars and the things that we think are imaginary, but they really aren't. I don't think they are. I think that everything that was portrayed, I think that Lucas and Spielberg are geniuses. They researched it. They kind of know what is at least allegedly out there. And the same is true with the people that created Roddenberry and Star Trek. You know, about the same time, actually, Roddenberry was before these other guys writing the scripts for Star Wars. But at any rate, when you look at
well,
the wrinkle...
Also, why one galaxy? Why one universe? Why only one? That's just not possible.
No, it isn't. And so you see this, Jay, where there have been a lot of coverage. There's been a lot of coverage in this last 24 hours of the shots that are coming from the Hubble and people evaluating the formation, basically, of a new galaxy. And so if you look at them, I published, I think, on our social media, you would have published it, I didn't. I think I gave to you or sent along to you pictures that were taken from the Webb telescope when it first went up. And it pinpointed where our galaxy was in the overall scheme of things that we know about the modern universe. And it's just a little teeny weeny bit of this huge universe. And we're the smallest solar system in this small galaxy, which in and of itself has billions of stars, i.e. suns like us, our sun, and it's like 27,000 light years to the next planet that possibly could have life. So then you look out further as we understand the expansion rate of the universe, measuring it. And one of the things in the past 30 years, because this thing's been up there since 1990, what it has observed, and now even more, 40 new galaxies. 40 new galaxies like our galaxy, which has billions of stars. So now these new, what we think or what they're seeing is pulsating stars. These are probably long gone. The exploding supernovae that made the universe appear to be bigger, the distance between where they are and where we are, and understanding what they call dark energy, which is basically the black hole of the universe. I mean, am I losing people by getting into the weeds here a little bit?
I find this fascinating. So,
I do
too. You're not losing me.
Yeah. No, it really is. I don't know. The point here, I guess, because we've got other things to talk about, the telescope and like Webb was the guy that ran the Space Center, so they named the telescope after him. Edwin Hubble was an astronomer who was around in the 1920s, and he first started looking into distant clouds and talking about the universe in a way that had never been talked about before. The brightness of certain stars, what makes them brighter, where they are, how long they've been gone, the whole business about the shattering of planets and galaxies and stuff. You know, we're worried about asteroids that could come across, an asteroid field could come across our solar system, and who knows? That's what happened when the dinosaurs were all killed 65 million years ago. It was an asteroid from a planet that exploded billions and billions of years ago and is just traveling in pieces across the universe. It's mind-boggling to think about it. And here we are fussing and fighting about it.
How far would we even find out about it?
Yeah, we wouldn't, probably. Anyway, the But to make it more, let's bring it back to earth here a little bit. The final public payphone in New York closed down yesterday.
That's really disheartening. Yeah, you should still have one. It should be like a landmark, and it has that sign, that what is it, the plaque that goes onto it. It's a history, a historical landmark or whatever.
Yeah,
it should have been saved. It didn't have to function. It didn't have to work. Just leave it there.
7th Avenue and 50th Street in Midtown. They took it down. They've been taking payphones down in New York since 2015. But this is the end of the payphone era. Period. End of story. There's supposedly no more payphones anyplace because nobody uses them anymore if he's got a cell phone. So. And
even
woman,
panhandlers on the corner of the street have cell phones.
Yeah, right.
You can see them. And they're like bent over and they're hiding their phone in their bag while they're texting somebody real quick, and then they stand up. I've been at stoplights countless times in Nashville, and I'm like, you have a phone. You see people walk to their car, and it's a somewhat nice car, and the car does not look like they're living in their car. The car looks clean, and there's not a lot of stuff inside of it.
Yep. Well, Steve Harvey, we were talking about him before. He lived in his car for 6 years because couldn't find work. Look where he is now. God love him. Great American story.
Jewel.
Yes.
Yeah, Jewel, singer Jewel. Same situation.
She lived in a car. Yes, she did. Here's the story of a worker at a Kentucky Fried Chicken store in Tennessee. You probably saw this already because that's your adopted state. Helped rescue a kidnapped woman after the woman left a note in the restaurant begging for help. The woman left the note at the KFC in Memphis on Sunday evening, and so the employee at KFC called the police. Officers arrived at the scene, found the victim and a man, supposedly her boyfriend. He was the person that was described by the KFC employee as the person who had kidnapped this woman. This guy ran away when they got they showed up and obviously caught him red-handed, and so it's like an episode of NCIS or something.
Yeah, that is so smart of her to have left that note.
Yeah, it was good. Good for her. Yep, good for her. So what's going on with Mandy Moore and, I've never pronounced this guy's name right, Milo Ventimiglia? Is that right? Am I close? I think I am pretty close.
Ventimiglia, yeah. Their series, This Is Us, is finally coming to an end tonight, actually.
It's the series
finale. Yeah. And they've been doing For Your Consideration, press, and all of that. And they've been talking about it. And the penultimate episode, the one that was last week, a lot of them were all saying that was their favorite episode because it kind of really wrapped up the series. It had... spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, that's on you. Rebecca Pearson's death, but she's on this train, and it's kind of like she's going through these memories of her life, but all of the actors who played her kids throughout the series at different stages of their life, the different actors, were all together. So it was kind of really cool to see all of those actors that played the single character.
Mm-hmm.
All at once. And then this one, they've said, Mandy has said, Sterling Brown, Toby, the guy who plays Toby, Chris Sullivan, they've all said that there's no big twist or kind of like a gotcha moment the way it was in the series premiere when you realize, oh, they're all one family and it's time jumps. It's not different.
I don't understand the premise of the show. Lines. I know that the people love the show. Been on for 4 or 5 years. Now, people love Sterling K. Brown and some of the other heavy women and some of the other. But I don't know the story at all.
Yeah, it's about this family, and it follows the matriarch and the patriarch, and they have 3 kids, and it's a time jump kind of series where you see them at different stages of their life. It's This Is Us, the us is that family, and you see them as adults, you see them as kids, you see them as teens, and you see them deal with the death of their father and how it's this profound situation that follows them into adulthood and as they have their own families, but it jumps around so much. It keeps going back and forth. And the big gotcha moment in the series premiere was that it seemed like it was all the same timeline and it was just all these different families and really didn't have any connection. Well, then you come to find out it's one family and it's time jumping. So the young Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia, that was previous, and that's who is their parents. It's not hard to follow, no. I couldn't get into it at first. I watched a few episodes of the first season, and then I stopped. And then, knowing that the series is coming to an end, I did start watching it, I think, I want to say 6 episodes ago. But, yeah, so tonight's the big series finale. And they said that it's great, and it closes everything up.
Yeah. The fact that Hulu, what am I? Oh, Hulu's got this 3 months ago. Let's talk to Chucker about that. In a couple of minutes. I've sort of been distracted because there are a couple of things going on in my studio here. When you're not there and you can't control everything that's going on, sometimes there's excessive noise. No more of that, though. We'll pause 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this stress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant. So I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. It's one of the most iconic TV themes. There are about a dozen of these over the years of television programming. I think the theme from Paladin is one of them. Back in the old days, theme from Mission Impossible. There are a number of good, really good TV shows that today we don't have. Those themes, I don't think. Chuck, do you? Chuck Curry's here, our movie man. Do you think we have...
Not this good. No, not this good.
No, not at all.
I think a lot of these older shows was sold on these themes. It really hooked people to a good effect. That was a good one.
Yeah, it sure was. And they still use it right to the down to the same note in the movies. Every set
Why not?
Yeah, of course.
So the reason we play that is, right on the heels of Paramount Pictures releasing Maverick Top Gun this weekend, they dropped the trailer to Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 yesterday online. I got to tell you, it looks really good. They don't use this music in the trailer, really, just a little bit at the end. I think they're going for a little bit of a different feel. But the scope, like the last few Mission Impossible movies, is enormous, like a James Bond movie. Yeah. Some of the practical stunts in this thing look incredible, but it does not come out, Doug, until next summer. Now, having said that, much to my surprise, and a very good surprise, is that the tracking for Maverick Top Gun is in the $90 to $140 million opening weekend. I did not expect that, I got to be honest. I thought it would, like if somebody said to me, without me doing some research, what it would open, I would have said maybe 30, 40. But they've created great buzz. The advance is really good. I guess the fan base is held up. There's a fan base generationally for the original Top Gun, which came out in 1986. So this is going to have a good opening weekend. It's good for theaters.
Okay.
I'm happy
about
that.
I want to ask you, here's a question.
Sure.
We're talking about two important Tom Cruise movies.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Thinking back over his career and some of the he's tried a couple of things. the Jack, what was the name of that Jack? He did a couple
Jack
movies.
Reacher.
Jack Reacher. Yeah. But is it the fact that they, the way they produce these movies that make it, or is it him? Is it him that makes Top Gun?
That's a good question. I think he's a huge part of it, but I also think the fact that they have, you know, they're spending $200-300 million on these movies certainly helps. I mean, the bigger production value, the more stunts, the more optical effects you could use. But from what I hear, this movie has a really good script, Maverick Top Gun, and it's emotionally moving, and it's gotten some of the best buzz for a summer movie in quite some time. But I would say this, and just in my mind's eye, there is really, if you think about it, Tom Cruise is 59, looks great. I mean, he's kept himself health-wise in Tom Brady shape. He probably doesn't put anything in his body that's not 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Having said
well,
that,
he has to do all of his own stunts, too.
Yeah, he does. But what I thought about, think about this. He's had, like, three careers. Like, now he's 59. He's stayed popular and relevant and super powerful in the industry since he's been in his late 20s.
Kid. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
How many women actresses can say that? Very few. I mean, it's not that I'm just stating a fact. My point is it's easier, I think, for whatever reason for a man actor to do this than a woman would be in her 50s. That's just an observation I'm making. Any thoughts on that?
I think that observation's been made before.
I know.
Yeah, it's also kind of society saying it too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, in a manner of speaking. I mean, you look at Gina Davis, for example, a good actress.
Very good.
Roles. Helen Mirren is about the only one that seems to be holding up at that age. Betty White did.
Judy Dench, Meryl Streep. They've had really good.
Yeah.
Careers, but in terms of somebody going to a studio and saying, let's produce this movie, it's going to cost $250 million, Tom Cruise might be the last one standing.
So are you saying
an article about him being the last movie star. It might be, well, DiCaprio's a big movie star, too, but Cruise is last.
Are you saying that Hollywood is a bunch of sexist pigs? Is that what you're saying, Chucker?
I think so, and I just think, listen, there's a public appetite. He's bucked the trend here.
Yeah.
But the reality is that he thinks big and has the ability to get big projects made, which is very rare now for a single actor or actress.
How long before it goes to Hulu or some other subscription? How long before they spoil it?
Probably go to Paramount Plus. I think it's a 45-day window. I believe it's 45 days, yeah.
Right. Yep. Hulu is offering special promotion, allowing both new and returning subscribers to get an ad-supported plan for $1 a month. This is
That's just hooking them. They'll get a lot of subscribers for $1 a month. I'd pay $1 I'd pay $1.
Yeah, and then you have to sign up after that and give me credit card.
Eventually.
Bingo.
Yep.
Exactly. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.